Hello, you're listening to the Paxton Pits podcast from Paxton Pits Nature Reserve in deepest Cambridgeshire. My name's Jim Stevenson, I'm the senior ranger at Paxton Pits, and I'm going to take you around the place in a series of broadcasts to see if you can get to know it a bit better. So hang in there and let's see what comes. Today we're at the Kingfisher Hide, where we're watching the terns come in at dusk. You should be able to hear the terns that are flying past me right now. If there was a sun, this would be sunset. It's late April. I'm on a spit between two lakes at a hide at Paxton Pits Nature Reserve. And out in the lake, I can see the reflection of the sky and the trees all around, and what looks like four double beds floating out in the middle of the lake. And these are our tern rafts. We've got two new ones and two old ones, and they're specially designed for the terns to come and nest on. They like to nest somewhere like an island where they're safe from predators. But the trouble with these gravel pits is that when you've dug all the gravel out, there isn't enough soil to put back in to make enough islands for the birds. So we make these artificial ones. They're not everybody's cup of tea. They are a bit square, but they do work. I'm looking forward to seeing the result this year. They haven't actually laid any eggs yet. Two of the rafts have got black-headed gulls on. I think the terns will throw them off in the end. The terns will outnumber them, and terns have got sharper beaks, I think. So I'm hoping that the gulls won't actually stay on there and the terns will take them over. But it's like a ballet out here now. There must be 200 or 300 terns and gulls drifting left and right in front of me, picking up insects off the water. And the water's now turning a sort of metallic steel blue kind of colour, blue-grey, reflecting the sky. It's just the sun hasn't quite broken through the clouds. And the midges, of course, are hatching off in clouds. Clouds of midges. I always say that midges are really the plankton of the nature reserve. They are the food base for everything else here. That's what these birds are feeding on.